Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola High School student Andrew Winchum about blockchain technology. You recently gave a presentation to the Indianola School Board about blockchain. For those of us who don't know what that is, just kind of give us a quick overview on what that is and what your presentation was about.
All right. So in a nutshell, blockchain is groundbreaking new technology. It's essentially the culmination of 50 years of computer science research aimed at creating the perfect database. So with a conventional database, you have just one big data bank. It's sitting in a room. One machine holds all the data. So there's no real problem with that until somebody tries to hack it. When somebody tries to hack a conventional database, they can easily just break into that one machine and all the data is theirs. But when somebody tries to hack into a blockchain database, it's impossible for them to really hack it, because the way a blockchain database works is you have one centralized processing unit, and then you have thousands or hundreds or many thousands of satellite computers scattered throughout the globe, throughout a city, throughout a state, anywhere across the world. And each of those computers is responsible for holding just a little bit and piece of the data. So in order for somebody to hack a blockchain database, they have to hack every single computer connected to the database, which makes it very difficult if you have thousands of computers, some of which are scattered across the globe. It'd be very difficult to hack every single computer and get all of the data from that. So a blockchain is basically just a new technology to make databases ultra secure.
Well, some realistic applications of this, I've heard this being used for maybe election security. I've heard this being used for maybe some companies who want to protect what they have. Mm-hmm. What are some of the day-to-day things that maybe I could go out and realize that maybe this was being used for?
So since it's a fairly new technology, it hasn't been implemented in tons of practices yet, but the very first thing that it was tried in was something called cryptocurrencies. So cryptocurrency, it's just a form of currency like United States dollars or British pounds or whatever. The most common one, big name cryptocurrency, is Bitcoin. And Bitcoin is, it runs on a blockchain database. There's no government backing it up or anything. All of the transactions are stored in a blockchain database, and that's the first thing that's been used for. But it can also be used for really any type of data. So anything you can think of that needs to store data and keep it secure, it can be used for that. So like companies with customer information and anything like that, really.
Well, and you also had a little fun with this and created your own cryptocurrency. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I created my own cryptocurrency as I was studying this for a Sprint independent study project at Indianola High School, where it's required that you do a project at the end of the semester to illustrate what you've learned over your topic. And my project was to create my own cryptocurrency. I made my own blockchain based loosely off of Bitcoin's blockchain, and I have set it running, and I've been watching the blockchain in action, seeing my cryptocurrency run on it. And my currency is a live currency. It can be used as monetary payment anywhere that will accept it, which is not many places because most people don't know what it is. But you can exchange it for cash if you own any of it. You can invest in it. It operates just like an ordinary cryptocurrency.
Well, talk a little bit about the class that is set up for this, because it's not just about, you know, blockchain, but you were kind of free to choose a project that you wanted, and I feel like that's where education is heading here at this point, and Indianola gave you the tools to do that.
So Indianola's Sprint Independent Study Program is what I did, and it's a one-semester class. You sign up for it, and you choose a topic that you want to study, and usually they want you to choose a topic that's not something that can be taught in a conventional classroom, but more something that you kind of have to study on your own. It's a little bit out there, like blockchain technology, and what they have you do is you need to pick two books on your topic, read them, take notes, do a book report over it, and then do a project at the end of the semester over the over your topic. And that program is managed by Mrs. Bauer, the gifted and talented director at Indianola High School, and she does a great job managing it, and I really had fun studying under her for it. And basically the program is really great, and it's there for anybody who wants to study anything that really wouldn't work in a conventional classroom.
Well, where do you want to take it from here now that you have this experience? I guess, how do you want to use this knowledge and move forward?
So I believe that blockchain technology is going to be the future for databases, and big data is going to probably be, if not the biggest industry, one of the biggest industries in the world in the near future. So I plan to take my blockchain experience to college, take some more upper-level blockchain technology classes, and I want to get a master's in computer science with emphasis area in blockchain technology. So I want to take this all the way to the commercial level, maybe work for some companies or start my own blockchain company, I guess. You never know.
Thanks to Andrew Winjum for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.